But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. It's the week of the regular season. How are you?
And a good, happy Tuesday morning to you. Good to be on with you. We're very excited.
Yeah.
We got this leading up to the first game.
Yeah, how about that? The big opener.
Big opener, and it's on September 11th, indeed.
Yes. It is.
Never forget that. But can you believe this? I'm going to die never winning a non-Jimmy-related Super Bowl. It's finally sinking in.
Don't give up hope. Come on. It can happen.
Hey, look, George, I tried to convince myself that Barry thing was all me, non-Jimmy-related, but who are we kidding?
Well, Jimmy was pretty special. There's no doubt.
I know it, and that really was his third Super Bowl, and now I've come to accept that. But I've tried my very best to win one. After Jimmy left, and so now I'm just preparing my funeral. There's not
no,
a lot
of old
Jerry,
and
I want all my pallbearers to be all the head coaches I hired that didn't win a Super Bowl. So I got like, what, 12 pallbearers now? What is it?
Yeah, something like that.
You got plenty.
Pretty embarrassing. Pretty embarrassing.
Why do you want to do that? Put all the coaches that let you down, or what?
Yeah, because I know they're very experienced at letting me down. So they'll lower me right into that
one
hole.
More time just to let you down.
That's right. Let me down one more time.
Well, I thought you'd be a little more optimistic. Usually you're, you know, we turn to you for optimism.
I know. And I do have the positivity.
There you go.
I got the positivity.
Yeah.
I feel it burbling back up in myself right now.
There you go.
Right now, I have to admit, I was just a little depressed earlier because I haven't had a lot of sleep lately because Jerry Jr. is in legal trouble again.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he and a couple of his buddies blew up a porta potty and sprayed construction worker hell all over a 10,000-foot mansion and being built in Highland Park.
Oh, gosh.
I know. I mean, it's hell. But they got a hold of some tannerite or something like that and put it in that thing and blew it up.
Oh, man.
Wow. He will not stay out of trouble, will he?
That doesn't sound like it.
I kept telling him. I mean, I sat him down after he got in this latest round of a predicament, and I said, hey, look, son, you're in sixth grade now. You need to grow up.
He's a grown man.
I know, but he's still in sixth grade. So, but my other kids are certainly well outpacing Jerry Jr. Charlotte Riches is so excited about that blue carpet.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's all we hear about.
That blue carpet. She got that blue carpet all rolled out there and got them guys walking on it and stuff. And she brings in the money. See, that's the thing. Jerry Jr., all his endeavors cause an outflow of cash. Charlotte brings in the sponsorships with blue carpet ideas, and I think that's wonderful. Now, Stephen, he brings in money too, but he basically eats all that profit that he brings in too. I was telling him, son, it won't hurt you to jog around the block a couple times.
It happens, you know.
It happens. It happens to all of us. Yeah. Although I got thinner as I got older.
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
When I was in my 40s, I was a little pudgy around that middle.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking thin, looking svelte.
Looking good.
Yeah, you're looking good, Jerry.
Looking good, looking good.
Feeling good.
And Peter King. Hey, will you do me a favor? Next time you see Peter King, will you just kind of tell him, you know, that he ain't that great?
Well, okay.
Yeah. Well, we've known him a long time. He's a good friend of ours, so.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. My apologies. No, but he picked us to miss the playoffs.
Yes, he did.
Well, I picked Peter King to hack up a lung while he's on the air with you guys.
Okay, well, it doesn't need to be a back and forth.
I don't understand what happened to him. Did he always just have a glass of milk or something before he comes on with y'all?
Sure, once in a while, you know, we just have congestion sometimes.
Good Lord. He caught whatever he got from Tim Callishaw. They must have been hanging around together. Guess what I keep in my front pocket, George?
Huh?
A laminated list of coaches.
Oh, yeah, who you got on that list?
I got Sean Payton and Dan Quinn on that list in there.
Okay.
Just ready. I'm just waiting for Mike McCartney to mess up. I'm just waiting for it.
You would do that, huh?
Fire him.
You would do that during the season?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't mind switching horses in the middle of a stream. I'll do it.
Yeah, you've done it before. Rarely, but you've done it.
I know. It's very rare. I think the only one I did it to was Wade, wasn't
it?
Yeah.
I enjoyed that one. That was a fun one.
No, you should never enjoy it.
Can you believe we signed an octogenarian to play left tackle?
Yeah, how about that?
Jason Peters, I signed him because I graduated high school with him.
He's not that old.
He's pretty old. And he's supposed to be protecting Dak's blind side.
Yeah.
We're going to have to give Dak some side view mirrors then on his helmet.
Yeah, maybe so.
They're going to be coming at 60 miles an hour hitting him in the back. And I'm paying Zeke $100,000 a yard. I did the math.
Is that what it is? Man.
Tell you what, paying Zeke, that was about the stupidest money I spent since I paid Veruca's mom to keep her yapper shut.
Okay. We almost made it. We just about made it through.
These aren't working out for you, these big investments, are they?
Speaking of Veruca, Jean has cut her brakes on her car about 12 times now. I've had to hire full-time security to protect Veruca from Jean.
What a mess.
It is a mess, but it's fun, isn't it?
It's a little fun.
A lot of fun.
We got a word for this kind of family predicament, and that is Arkansas.
Good morning. Good morning. There goes Jerry. It's 8:49.